Anna Lyons Roost, born in Berkeley, California, lived as a child in the Sierra Nevadas, finding sanctuary in the forest, playing, reading, and wool gathering among the branches and roots of trees. At 17, back in Berkeley, she awakened with anguish and shame to the Vietnam War and the oppression of Black Americans, and she began working with children in urban ghettos. At 18, she found both sacred silence and activism in Berkeley Friends Meeting, shifting at 33 to meditate and dance with the Sufi order, and then settling at 36 into her current practice of contemplation, rooted in Christian and Buddhist monastic traditions. Anna lives in Portland, Oregon, with Eric, her lifetime partner of 52 years, and Zacha, their dog, and Anna's co-therapist in her practice of Jungian analysis. Anna cherishes these elder years with her children, grandchildren, friends, and garden, and is deeply grateful to participate in the Great Turning. Rick Jansen is a young Dutch man who is just recently giving into his long-lasting passions for creative expression, movement, dance, and the mysteries of soul and wild nature. After quite some soul-searching, threads are weaving together now in his work as a purpose guide, trademarked, where he accompanies people in seeking their visions in service to the Great Turning, and soon he will join the team of Alliance for the Earth and the Earth Treasure Vase Global Healing Project dedicated to global healing and collective awakening. You can find Rick at www.naturesoulpurpose.com. Frieda Nixdorf. The thread that underscores all Frieda's work is the recognition of the healing and regenerative powers of nature and her commitment to serving the planet and growing the cultural shift of the Great Turning. In addition to mothering a young human who is on the brink of venturing out into the world, she offers her gifts as a soul-aligned purpose guide and mentor, a group facilitator, teacher, a playful and connected weaver of dream world imagery, and a tender of earth consciousness. Frieda's background is in psychology, education, art history, visual culture, expressive arts, and the nonprofit environmental field. She currently serves as adjunct faculty at John F. Kennedy University and staff mentor at Purpose Guides Institute. You may connect with Frieda at www.lifeintheconfluence.com.